Okay, so to Mishnah Gimel, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. We're up to Hatahirin Shemekli Cheres. Okay, so there are a collection of items which are tahar, which will always be tahar with regard to Kli Cheres. Number one is a Tavlash Elohim Liz Beis, a board that does not have a Liz Beis. Umachta Prutzen. Now, what in the world does that mean? So you look in the picture right away, you see Lizbeis is a border. We have over here a tabla. We have over here a piece of a slab of cheres. Luach cholok. She'ein loy sof sof. It does not have a rim. Ein loy toich ve'ein mekabel tumah. There's no receptacle. It's not mekabel tumah. In yesh a Lizbeis, it has a boundary. So the boundary, so now there's a receptacle. Now you can fill it up. Hare yesh loy toich or mekabel tumah. Rav. Hatam shebukli cheres pshutei kli.
Yeah.
What is that? It means pshutei kli cheres. It means a kli cheres that is flat. She'ei shehein tohirin. The chassid says asher yipol.
This is already last
week, right? The beginning of the parak, beginning of the mesachta. It's reviewing. I guess the mission is reviewing. It's going into much more detail. As you can see, there's going to be a lot of detail coming up over here soon. So just see what it says. So pshutei kli cheres she'ein tohirin. The chassid bohen b'hu. Asher yipol mehem el toichoy. Asher yesh loy toich. It must have an insight. Tame esh ein loy toich tohar. Okay, so what are they? Tavla she ein lohem lizbeis. Luach cholok, a board. She ein lo safa sav, that has no boundary saviv. Okay, fine. That's number one. Umachta pirutza. What's the machta? That's lizbeis.
So what's this?
She'ein lo lizbeis. A tabla she'ein lo lizbeis.
This has a lizbeis, but where does it say that in the Mishnah?
It's not, it's just illustrating.
It shows you what it is and
what is, yeah. To know what it is, you have to know what it's not.
Okay.
So it's showing you she'ein lo lizbeis. If it had a lizbeis, it would look like this.
Oh, okay.
What's the difference? What's the hezbeh hadvarim? Because if you have a lizbeis, it has a toich. Okay, next. A tabla machta perutza. A shovel that's perutza. Like this. Because this, look at the contrast. The contrast is a machta sheesh defanas. Shovels, some shovels have a wall around the side that allows something to be collected, the receptacle. Here is a flat machta. A shovel that has nothing. Tabla luach cholok machta shechaytchen bo gicholim perutza. So I guess this is a kli cheres. This made of earthenware perutza she'ein lo does not have any tefanos. Okay, poshut. So to machta perutza. Next case. Case number three. Ve'abuv shel kaloin. Abuv is a pipe. Okay, rav kli cheres shekulin boy. Shekolim by kidneyos lagabi ha'ish. Shekolim, they roast. They roast kidneyos, they roast.
Which one are you learning?
Avno, next. Avuv. Abuv. She'elok kalo.
Shekolim by kidneyos?
A klicheres. Shekolim by kidneyos, they roast. They roast beans. Algabi ha'ish. Uposhatu. Beloy base kibble. It's flat. Umenukov kikavro. It is perforated like a sieve. Beshulav on its bottom, kadesh techo or shleta spo. Here's the picture. The picture on the bottom, 24. It's like
one of those pizza boards, like.
But it has holes. It has holes, and they put kernels. They put on the fire, and that's.
This is what's called a.
Abuv shel kaloin. What's the next rav? Kaloin. What does the word kaloin mean? Kamo kolui bo'esha means roasted in fire. Singed in the fire. Shekolim, shekolim by kidneys. Shekolim means they roast. They roast kidneys. Al gabi ha'esh, poshut when it's flat. Beloy base kibul, does not have a receptacle. Umenukov kikaro, it's perforated like a sieve. Bishulav on its bottom. Kedei shetehe ha'ur shalat espos, that the fire should be able to take hold, should be able to
come up
here.
It's more like it's more like one of those things that you use for liver or something that has great, like grates.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's made out of cheres. That's what this thing, whatever, like the picture. So whatever it looks like in the picture, that's what it is. Sure. So. So this is next. Okay, next we go to the next thing. Next thing is Visilonoros Marzovos. Okay, a Marzev. Now what picture number is that? Visilonos Afal Pisha Kufufin, even gutters, even though they're bent, Afal Pi Mikablin. Okay, let's see the Rav. This siloinois marzevois, marzevois are gutters. Afalpi chifufin, afalpi shekfufin, mishneit stehem, it's bent on both sides.
The Rav. Afalpi harush?
Afalpi shekfufin.
This is here.
No, you're reading the Rav, yeah. Let's see. Marzevos afalpi. Maybe that's the bathroom over here. Happens to me all the time. Abishakum Mishneit Stehem. The Hushaloi Chokak is the condition. The Hushaloi Chokak provided that you did not.
So what's Kufu much on whatever?
I mean, we'll see the picture. Let's read the words first. I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's see.
Hushaloi Chokak Shpehen.
Base kibble tsereros, there's not a base kibble, a place to collect the rocks. Now, what is that here? He shows over here what this means. Let's look at the picture. It's a hard case. Okay. Hasiloin. Here it is. See, we have a pipe?
Yeah.
Ein mekabel tuma. V'yapi sheyesh le'toich, even though there's an inside. Hoyel ve'ein osu l'kabel l'samayim el toichoy ve'ein elo zormim b'darkos. Thank you very much. A pipe is not called a click kibble, even though it has an inside. Since it cannot contain something on the inside, the water just leaks right out. Remember, we had that difference.
Yeah,
we had that before, something like that. Okay, so now then he goes weiter. Kisha siloin kofof. Well, let's say. Also, you would think now it's mechabel because I put in a small amount of water. The water, as long as I keep it standing up, the water will stay in there. Kesha silon kafaf yochel kabel mayim b'tchila b'tachtisai. Doesn't matter. It's still tahar. Ain the kabel tuma hoil since v'le nase kedei l'kabel mayim b'tachtisai. It was not made to kabel tuma. Okay, then it goes right on the bottom. Tumas klicheres in atul yil bezesh yiloi base kibble. We learned this last week. A klicheres does not depend on the fact that if it could be a receptacle, shulayim, el bekach sheyil toich, belish shulayim. The only thing that counts with regard to is el bekach sheyil toich. It should have an inside. Afilu belish shulayim, even without a bottom. Which means the shulayim ela bekach sheyetoich shafilu belish shulayim. It has to be able to.
Are these all earthenware pots?
Yes, that's the case. That's how the Mishnah is starting. The Mishnah is starting over here. Hatohirin shebeklicheres. So everything over here is a klicheres. The tabla, the machta, the shovel. Now the siloin, even the siloin, the above. A siloin, even above that is kofof. And he explains, because we don't care about the fact that there's an inside. The only thing we care about is that there's a receptacle that it can hold something. Since these things are not made to hold something, it has to be able to be meant. It must have an inside which is fit for holding something, for storage. If the inside is not fit for holding something, it's not mekabel tuma. And then he discussed this case of a kibul litzroiros. Look at this. Our modern day gutters. You have a pipe, and they have over here a little protrusion. And this little protrusion is meant, earth that I guess is bent, so that if there's earth, there's dirt, the dirt will collect in this little cavity and will not impede the flow of water. And every so often, I guess you come, you clean it out. Beis kibul tzeros hanem tzeros b'smemayim ba'ivin zem mekabel tuma mishum beis kibul tzeros. If you have a pipe, and the pipe has a special section in the pipe Okay, he's not really showing you very great detail of how these what they look like, but if you have a marzev, and the marzev has a base made out of earthenware, and it has a special section which is meant to collect pebbles which accumulate in the water, then it is considered. Okay. Afal pi mekablin. So what does it mean mekablin? Doesn't explain mekablin 25. Even though all of these things are mekablin, that's what it means. Even though all of these things are mekablin, they receive water. Since they don't hold the water, memela, it is. It's not mekabel tumah. That's what it means. So let's review what we have over here. Hatahar shebukli charis. A tabla
she... We said hatahirin.
They're not mekabel tumah. They come in contact with the sheretz.
Translate hatahirin.
They are not susceptible to tumah. Hatahirin means they're not susceptible. They're bulletproof. You can put them in an oil hames. You can a dead sheretz can lie upon it forever. These objects will never become tummy.
The following objects
will never receive tumah. They are impervious. They are not susceptible to tumah. What are they? Number one, it's cheres. It's a tavla she'ein lohem liz beis. Does not have a boundary. A machta perutza. A shovel that does not have a wall. Then we have an abuv shel kaloin. We have this griddle, which has holes. We have a si loinois. We have pipes. Af al pi chifufin. Even though they are bent. And what's the mile of it being bent? Af al pi mikablin. Even though by being bent, they're able to hold water. So you would immediately say, oh, if it could hold water, if I just hold the pipe up in this direction, it's mekabel tumah. No, it's not meant. This pipe was not meant to hold the water. This pipe was just meant to be a channel for the water to flow. Like underneath the sink, right, you have in case it's backup. Right, it's not meant to hold water. Well, that's not really true. Underneath the trap. So that might be different. That's interesting. That might be different. A trap. Maybe because it should hold the water. I don't know.
Is it stiff? If you put something down the pipe and you, like a ring or something, so it should hold. It should chop it and it shouldn't go down into the.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think it's purposely there for that purpose.
To hold something, right? So that's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying over here. That's what the Rav says. But if you have a situation where you have a section of the pipe where it's taka meant to hold the tsoros, a trap. Then it is mekabel tumah. But if you have a...
Where is that in the...
In this picture.
You know,
it's not in the Mishnah. It's not. It's something which the Rav adds in on his own. He's adding this, and it's not in the Mishnah. V'hu. Shelechokak bohen beiskibel tzeres. Okay, so it's not in Mamash the Mishnah. He's adding this into the Mishnah. All these examples...
So this is the case of the Rav, Apal Pisha, or whatever?
Yeah, that he's in the trap. Here is a pipe. And here is the trap. Mm. So this case, it is mekabel tumah. Because this was made specifically for it to be mekabel. Okay, then we have a chavra she'aso l'salapas. New case. A tavla that's made l'salapas. Let's give you the Rav. Chavra. Chavra means kli she'mechasim bo salim shel pas. You cover baskets of bread. So here it is. Here's a kavra. We have a kavra. And here's the sal, the basket of bread. But it's a cover. It's not a receptacle. It's always upside down. Kli shemachazim salim shel pas. V'yesh garshim kafkef. Even though it has a base kibble, it is tahar. Why? Why is it tar? Here's the aside. Shekol hamishamish kafui b'chlicheres tar. Any utensil which is meant to be used upside down, even though it does have an inside, a pot of a cover, it doesn't matter. It is by with regard to chlicheres, it is tar. So the kavra, a cover, shasol l'salpas, is tar. Next, utefi shehiskine lo anovim. What's a tfi? A tfi is a chlicheres. Oh. Let's see the rabbis of the klicheres. Sheyesh le base kibble has a base kibble, has a handle. Looks like a saucer. It looks like a cup. A cup with a handle. Ukli sheyesh base kibble. Umekabel tumba. Dhochi mochach lekamam beidach perka. Vuhut tahay detar hacham yishum diskinoi la'anavim. It was made for one purpose, only to cover the grapes. The asaba shinui. He made a change. Muchach de lechases be'anavim kaboila. He wanted to cover grapes. V'loy nasa lekabala. It's not meant to be mekabel memela. It's not mekabel tuma.
So where is there? It says he makes a simon that's not used for to use it as a coffee cup.
I don't know. Abi says okay. We will hold his skin l'shamish kitzui. Shur nasa lekabala. Then mekabel tuma. Where is the shini? I don't know. It doesn't show where the shini is. All right, but assuming that you wrote on it, grape cover, enough grape cover. So these things are good. Next case is a chavis.
Chavis shel shayt.
Now what's 27? Niser es chilka yelion shel atzvi. That's, I guess that's later on. Atzvi. What's tzvi? She's in 27 parak beis. Niser es chilkoi. Chilion alat shalat tzvi. You broke it open. Tzvi. Klei kibul l'shemen. Shepif tzar. Tzvi literally means... Oh, he's explaining what it means.
Tzvi means.
What is a tzvi? What is a tzvi? So he's saying a tzvi, the essence of a tzvi is, it means, this is the shino. Here it is. This is what he's here. That's the shino he's referring to. Yeah, over here, this jug. It is a very distinct size. Kli kibble l'shemen. Shepif tzar. That's how it's made. It's a very narrow top and has a wide body. B'matzava izu mekabel atzvi tumma. So there's a regular kli kibble. Now, his skin is chilkai. I put it through the machine to slice the top off like this. I sliced off the top. His skin is chelgoy hatachtoin shalatzvi l'shamish kli lanavim. So I took off the top. I now have the bottom. I'm now going to use the bottom upside down for the grapes. So being that now I'm no longer going to use it right side, I'm going to use it upside down to cover the grapes. The nela, it's not called a clay kibble, and it's not mekabel tuma. So that's, we know what a tzvi is. And it means shiskinoi. Shiskinoi means you sliced it. Lanavim, to use the lower portion for the cover for the grapes. It's no longer mekabel tuma, because no longer does it have a base kibble. Oh, but it has a base kibble on the inside. No. When it comes to klicheres, in order for it to be mekabel tuma, it has to have a klicheres standing right side up, not when it's standing upside down.
I don't understand why you have to go through this whole thing. Why can't you just... This has nothing to do with...
He's saying that even though originally it came from a utensil where it was meant to stand right side up, and if you use the right side up, it would definitely be mekabel tuma. Since now you have decided, I'm not going to use it to stand right side up, I'm going to use it upside down, that's enough of an action in order to remove from it potential for it to be mekabel tuma. That's what it means to say. Okay, now we have a chavish shel shayotin. A barrel of a shayot is a swimmer. It's like a life raft. A life raft, or you go in it and you push yourself, and you propel yourself. It just supports you when you're swimming. Let's see. The chavis shel shayotin. What is this? Kimin chavis chalula. Okay, it's a hollow barrel. It's a hollow barrel. Ustuma hi ve'ein la peh. Oh, so it says over here that it's closed. It's sosum. No, it says, Chavis Chalula, it's hollow. Ustumahi, Ve'ein lo peh. And it's closed without any opening. So that seems to be is that it's completely closed on both ends. It's hollow on the inside. There's nothing on the inside. The inside is empty, but the top and the bottom is completely closed. Kadesh lo tehei nishkas b'mayim, so that because if you open up, if you have opening on the top and the bottom, it would sink. The water would get in, and the weight of the water would cause it to fall down. Even though it's poured water, it would sink. We want it to be completely above the water, so we have to have it airtight. So it's airtight. V'nasim alecha, v'nishonim alecha. You lean on it. When you swim, you use it to support yourself to lean on, that you should not sink.
Like a life raft,
exactly. V'lamedim lashad ba, and it's used to teach people how to swim. V'yafa p'yishayesh la base kibbutz, it has a base kibbutz. So now the question is, there's an inside, it's mamish sealed. Right, the top is closed. The bottom is closed, it's mamish sealed. It's never meant to put something inside. It's meant to be airtight in order that it should float and you can use it as a tool to teach people. And the rule of thumb is, we mentioned before, anytime you have your utensils in the Kabbalah, okay, so this is something that we listen to. That is the chavis shel shayatin. Now, the chavis, next to chavis, Defuna b'shuli hamachatz. Now, what in the world is that? A chavis. Let's look at the picture first. They have no picture. Okay, so we have to figure this out on our own. 28. Okay, this chavis. The other chavis. 29. The picture. Here it is. That picture. 29. Wow, this is a complicated case. You see, if you don't have these pictures, we would never be able to. Here is. Let's look at the picture. Defuna. Here's a chavis, shikamin kais, mishamesha shlachiza, demachatz, ve'ena kli kibble. You look, the guy is putting his hands. Beshuli hamotz.
Like handles?
Chavis defuna, beshuli hamotz. I guess they're handles. You stick your hands inside the handles. So let's see what it says over here. This is a machatz. What's a machatz? Hamachatz atzma mekabel tumah. The bowl itself is mekabel tuma. Avla chavis dino kigava kli ve'ena mekabel tuma mitoicha ve'ena dino kedin acharayim shel klicheres reitzir number 17. Ha chavis shikamin kois meshameshesh leachiza b'machatz. Let's see the Mishnah. The Rav will become clear. The chavis, the barrel, defuna b'shulei hamachatz. It's called a machatz. Let's see over here the Rav what this means. The chavis defuna b'shulei machatz. Machatz hu kli gadol. The machatz is the kli gadol shel cheres. Uch ein chavis also. It's made like a barrel. Asulay b'shulayim on the b'shulaf. Sh'adam meisim yadoy l'soichah kishroitzah l'hagbiyah hamachatz. Ulefi shloy nases chavezu l'kabbalah ena mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel tumah. Defuna means tumuna. Okay, it's hidden. I'll just read a few more words. That's all it says. Defuna means tumuna, it's hidden with the bottom of the machatz. So the chavis defuna nimseis bedoifet hamachatz. The defuna is found in the wall of the machatz. I'm not really sure I understand sense. What is the machatz? The machatz is the kli itself. The chavis, I think he means this small little thing is called the chavis. The chavis that's tamuna in the shuli hamachatz. Hamachatz atzma mekabel tuma. Okay, the machatz is the big thing. That is a receptacle. That is mekabel tuma. The chavis are these little zachen here.
If you put your hands into it.
And these things are defuna. Defuna means they're thrust. They're tumuna. they're thrust into the shule, into the walls, the lower portion of the machatz. The machatz is mekabel tuma. These things you can take out. If you want, you can pull this thing out on this side and on this side. Why do you push these things inside the side of the container so that you can stick your hands in and lift it up? So are these things technically, are they receptacles? They are, because you can put your hands inside. They're round, they're hollow. But they're not meant to actually hold, to actually store liquids or solids. They're meant nothing more than a handle, a convenient handle to lift up the larger machatz. Okay, so that's what we're going to see one more time. So that is called the chavis. The chavis means these little teeny circles that are the funa, that are pushed into the shule, the bottom portion of the hamachatz of this bowl. The bachatz is the bowl, and the chavis are these little two round things. They're the funa into the shule hamachatz. So what is the halacha? The halacha is they are not mekabel tuma. Why are they not mekabel tuma? They're not a receptacle. Okay, good. Interesting case. Never know such a case?
No.
So we learned something new. Okay, next. The hamita, the hakise. Now these things, there's no pictures because they're so simplistic. Hamita, hakise, the hasafsel, a bench, the shulchan,
the bed.
Hamita is a bed. Kise is a chair. Safsel is a bench. Shulchan is a table. The safina, a boat. The hamenoira shulcheres, a candelabra of cheres. Harei elu tohren. Everything is cheres. Why? I don't know. Okay, so here is the menorah shel cheres. Okay, the menorah. Cain is going to talk about
the menorah.
This is the menorah. This is the menorah. I guess he wants to point out it's not your typical menorah. Hamenorah shel cheres. So he says Cain. This is the base. Look at the platform.
Why do you make it like this?
The platform. Cain means a base, a platform. She'olav upon it meniachas haner. You put the ner. V'akain in the kabel tuma. The base, the platform, is not mekabel tuma, because the platform is no different than a table. It's no different than a chair. It's no different than a bench.
But the menorah itself
also is not mekabel tuma. So what about the ner? Let's see what the Rav says. The Rav says Hamita, Akise, Vasafsul, Kol Elu, Eina, Suyim, Lakabal, the old Naman, Lakabal, Vasina boat, Afal Pisha, Suyim, Lakabal, even though a boat is meant to be Makabel, Vafil Yishal, Keres is made from Keres, Tahir, also a question why, Vimsat Shabbos, Yafil, Ladil Siv, Derech, Ania, Belevia, Murdik, Pastas, Gabor, Pastas, Mishle. And it's the Gemara. This is one of the very powerful Gemaras in Masechta Shabbos. Upshita, Dania, Biyam, Upshita. So the what's the question? Of course, where else does the boat go? Derech aniyah belev yam. It's the way of the aniyah of the boat to travel in the heart of the sea. So the Gemara is the kasha. What is the pasuk telling us that we don't already know? Of course, where else does the boat travel? Upshito the aniyah belev yam. El loyim luchama yam tahor. The pasuk is comparing a ship in aniyah to the yam, just like the yam is tahor.
Also the boat.
Af aniyah tahora. So too the ship is tahara. Okay, it's all.
So you can never make it tame.
A ship can never become tame. It's gzeres hakasef, gzeres hakasef. So then the Mishnah includes kol she'ein loin. All these examples she'ein loy toich bechlicheres ein loy acharayim. Okay, new yisoid lesser of this Mishnah, this nice picture. Anything that does not have a toich by klicheres does not have a din of achoraida. What does that mean? Let's give you the Rav. The Rav says, "Kol shein lo yitoich b'chli cheres in acharayim chacham gazru al mashkim tameim sheyitamu kelim chamed egzera on liquids. They have the ability to contaminate kelim. That's only midrabanan. In the Torah, a liquid is a rishon. A rishon, a kli can only be makabel. A kli can only be makabel from an avatuma. Okay, utensil is only susceptible to tuma if it comes in contact with an avatoma, liquids by definition are 99% of the time a rishon. So a rishon does not have the ability to contaminate a utensil. A liquid that is a rishon meikar hadin should not have the ability to contaminate a utensil. Along came the chachamim and they made a gezerah, and they said that a liquid that's a rishon can be mekabel kalim. Is that good? Okay, so Chacham Gazru al Mashkim at Tamei Mishrit Hamu Kelim. Al Pi Shaloi Nitmu al Mashkim El Miach Masharetz. The Hashda Hein Rishon Latuma. Mitamim Kelim Midiver Sefim. Now here comes the Kasha. The Yim Dagu Beachoy Akli. If a liquid touches the back of a Kli, Nitmu Achoyah V'Loi Nitma Taychay. When it comes to it's only Gzera. Then when it comes to if a liquid touches the outside of a utensil, only the outside is tamei, not the inside. Special gzeiros, special takanos chachamim. V'hash dekamashulon de'ein tumas sacharayim laheges ella b'chli cheres sheyesh lo toich. Aval kli she'ein lo toich ein lo tumas sacharayim. Does not have tumas sacharayim v'im noga mashkim b'tamei me'achorav lo nitmu even the achori hakli. So see the picture over here. He's showing you a real kli cheres. Okay, a real kli cheres, mashkin shenitmu b'sheretz. We have over here liquid, and the liquid is a rishon, and this liquid touches the outside of the utensil. Migzeres chachamim nitmu achorei akli. It's a gzera that when liquid that touches the outside of the utensil becomes tum, but not the inside. Because Mikra Hadin, this liquid does not have the capacity to contaminate anything, any utensil. A utensil can only become tummy from an Av HaTuma. A utensil cannot become tummy from a Rishon LaTuma. So Mikra Hadin, the liquid that's a Rishon, cannot contaminate the utensil. Along came the Rabban and said, no, we're going to make a Gzera. A liquid can contaminate the utensil, but since only Midrabanan, if the liquid makes contact with the outside, only the outside is tummy, the inside remains tar. But a flat kli cheres, all of the different examples that we've given above, is completely impervious to tumah, even with regard to the takanas rabbanon that liquid can contaminate a kli from the outside, even the outside does not become tamei with liquids that's tamei.
This is
pshuta kli cheres.
Yeah.
And we have mashke.
Good.
And mashke is touching. Good. Touching. Does this thing become tamei? No. You would think that since it's maybe when we discussed all of the laws until now,
yeah,
that's all discussing when a sheretz touches these utensils. Okay? A sheretz, these things. But maybe when it comes to mashke, mashke is more chomor than a sheretz, because Chazal put upon mashke chomor that it's metame, even though it's only a rishon me'achoyrav kamash mulan. When Chazal were more machmir by mashke than by regular source of tuma, they did not extend that chomor to kli cheres, pshute kli cheres.
So it doesn't make a tummy.
Does not make a tummy, even though there are special, extra special chumas that are
so
true.
Where did it say this? Zerakal?
Yeah.
Zerakal, kosher, in loy toich, kli cheres.
Ein loy achoy royim.
They don't become
tummy from the outside. From the outside. Cause
why do you have to say the whole Torah with the water? Because that's the only way to do it?
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. Because by kli cheres, there's only achorayim. The point you're saying is a very, very powerful point. Because the whole essence of a pshute kliyate, pshute klicheres, is acharayim. There is no toich. So you would think, the very least, should become tamim midrabanan from the mashke. Kamash mulan, no, there is no tumah. So let's review the whole Mishnah. We learned the Murdika Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah 50 Sayyidahs. Let's review the Mishnah. Hatahirin shibu klicheres. Number one is tavla she'ein la lizbeis, a board that does not have any border. Number two, umachta ferutza, a shovel
that has no
doifen. Machta ferutza, the abuv shel kaloin, a griddle as holes that does not have any, the abuv that's made to toast kernels of grain, kidneys, beans, this siloinos, pipes, slim as a pipe, even though they're bent, even though they can hold water. Why? They're not meant, they were not created to hold water. But if you make a trap, then it is mekabel tumah. That was the Rav's addition. The chavkov is a bowl. A bowl that's turned upside down on top of the bread. The chavkov sha'aso l'salapas, that's made to cover the basket of bread. Utfi, a tfi is a utensil that's made to hold oil. That's been shehiskinai, was sliced. And now we have a bottom part which looks like a nice teacup. Right, which now we're going to use it, la'anovim, to use it to cover grapes. So even though it has a toich, but since it's made
fa'anovim
to cover, so it's not mekabel tumah. It's not made to hold inside, it's only made to cover, it's not mekabel tumah. The chavis shel shayotin, a barrel, even though it has an inside, but you seal the top and the bottom, so it should be airtight, so it should be buoyant. So the rule is, it's not mekabel tumah chavis shel shayotin. The chavis means these teeny little, we're calling them these little zachen here.
Handles.
These little handles that are hollow. V'chavis defuna. Defuna means that's been inserted. These little... Thrusted into the side. Beshule, on the bottom of hamachatz. This is a machatz. This big container is a machatz. The machatz is mekabel tumah. The machatz is a base kibul. But the chavis means these two little handles that are going to support have been thrusted into the side. The amita, the akisei, the asafsel, the ashulchan, the asvina, gezeres hakasif, ania b'derech yam, mayam is not mekabel tumah, so to the ania is not mekabel tumah.
How come this being, only explains why asvina is not mekabel tumah? Why not the other things?
Because the other things are not posh, they have they have no toich. A boat has a toich, a canoe, or some type of a rowing boat has a toich. So it should be mekabel tumah. Gzeres hakasef, ani b'derech yam, it's not mekabel tumah. But a mita, a kisei, but these things don't even have. These things are flat surfaces. A table is a flat surface. A kisei, a safsla, shulchan, v'asvina, v'hamener shulcheres. It means over here, the platform which supports the menorah. It's v'asvina, v'hamener shulcheres. It seems like he's saying that the menorah shulcheres is only the menorah. The ner maybe is mekabel tumah, I'm not sure. The menorah means cane, it means the base. Shalom nechas aner. I don't think it's about the ner itself. Hari elu tohirim, they're tohirim. Zaklal kol shein loy toich. Bechlicheres ein loy acharayim. There's no toich, it does not have a din of acharayim, even to become tamei midrabanan from mayim from mashka.
Beautiful. What a mishnah.
Unbelievable, huh?
Okay.
You can go your whole life without this Mishnah. It will be a chaval. Okay.
Good way.
Tomorrow? Okay, good.
Tomorrow's not a chaval.
No.